The following episode of Chop Sports Podcast is brought to you by Body Bronze Tanning Salon, Health and Fitness Professionals, LVC Transport, and Battle Rattle Woodworks. Welcome one, welcome all. It is time to chop it up again with Chop Sports Podcast, your host, Dave Sturcio, Chris Gucci. Sturch and Gucci are back. Gucci, we got ourselves a Super Bowl champion. And who would have thought of all the people to win another Super Bowl, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll get into that in a second.
It's
but
like
we just want to
Brady at this point, bro.
We'll get into that in a second, but we want to start off by saying it's a big day for Chop Sports as a whole. The umbrella has grown. We dropped the logo over the weekend. We're getting a great response for that. Shout out to you for talking to Ahmed Muhammad over in
Pakistan.
He's a great dude. He did it. He got our design out there. Our vision came to fruition. So we got the logo. We're ready to rock. Black and white scheme. I dig it. It's sharp. Today, as we're recording this, it might be a little bit of a shorter podcast because we got a busy day, Chris. We're moving into our studio space today.
Yeah, it's insanity, dude. Got a lot of shit to do today, so yeah, bear with us on this one, boys.
A month ago, you hit me up and we talked about Chop Sports for about 5 seconds. A month ago, and it turned into this is now what, the sixth episode, if I'm not mistaken.
This is the sixth, and to be honest, dude, like obviously we've had like short conversations here and there on Zoom meetings prior to, but really I would say let's be real about it, dude. Like maybe this is our like 10th actual conversation in the last 5 years. So we kind of did swing this, we threw it all together. I love what we're doing, bro. I'm having a great time.
I also noticed that we made the quick transition as we both rock our Yankee hats. Yeah. Today.
Oh god, dude, I even have my red, white, and blue Jordan ones on in honor of baseball season. What is it? Pitchers and catchers are like 2 weeks. Not yeah, even got, 10 days. It's 10 days.
But an unbelievable day for us. We want to thank everybody for the support. Obviously, you know, the sponsors coming on board. None of this stuff would be possible. We actually, you know, we have the work ethic. We have the plan. We have the plan in place. We got DJ and DJ VW, you know, my buddy Jason and Dave Corbo coming in with us. We got the keys made yesterday. I got like a rush when they showed me a picture of the keys. Like we have a keys to the castle right now, and we're really about to take off. So thank you guys for joining us every week, joining Chop Sports. We're almost at 1,500 members. That keeps climbing. I'm pretty sure we're going to eclipse that today, if I'm not mistaken. We're right there. But Super Bowl, it happened. It comes and goes. It's a depressing day for football fans everywhere, and it's a depressing day for Tom Brady haters because Tom Brady just won his 7th Super Bowl in his 10th appearance. Like, this is – by the way, I'm pretty sure the owner of the Bucks said it that was Brady's 6th Super Bowl. Like he even lost count in the celebration. He might have been toasted.
My mother yesterday was like, didn't he already have 7? I was like, shut up. Fuck out of my face, mom.
My dad, again, I told you last week. He's just
Tommy boy.
Tommy, go Tommy. I was like, this is insane. I'm a football fan at heart. I was rooting for a good game. That was not a good football game. That was a one-sided beatdown. And oh, shout out to the Chop Sports Super Bowl feed in which somebody bombarded it with this was fixed, the fix is in, this and that. I'm like, all right, look, there was a couple real bad calls.
The special teams penalties gotta go in the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, that neutral zone bullshit. Come on.
That and the pass interference, I mean, they just kind of, the ball was 60 feet over his head. And that one cost me a Super Bowl box. Not in Nick Shine's Super Bowl pool, but another Super Bowl. Shout out to Nick Quick Check Shine, who labeled himself, I guess he said something about Wawa, because I wasn't following. He's like, yeah, this guy nicknamed him Wawa, so I'm going to be Quick Check. I'm like, you're the man. Do it. But yeah, so a lot of ticky-tacky penalties, and I'm like, all right, you know what? It's the Super Bowl. This really sucks. But at the same time, there was no answer for that Bucs pass rush on Patrick Mahomes. He looked, and I said this last night in the Jersey Boys as we were recording that one, I said, it's very Rocky IV-esque. You know, like, you see, he's not a machine. He's a man. You know what I mean? And now, it really punched
him. It wasn't even the blitz either. It was the front four wreaking havoc. I fucking hate Ndamukong Suh, dude. He plays with a chip, and, like, he's the type of player that, like, obviously, you know, as a Packer fan, I have a deep hatred for that man. But the way he plays football, it's like, how could you be mad? It's a football game at the end of the day. You look at him and you're like, what a piece of shit. Like, he's trying to hurt people. And it's like, yeah, he's playing in a football game, dude.
Right, right. And you imagine, all right, and this is another topic, bro. We'll get into Brady in a little bit. But, like, could Brady have done this in the 90s with those defenses that just literally, like, want to end your life? Bro, Reggie White, posted, guys like
I
that.
I posted
like,
a video of somebody that teared out the hardest hitters, and I posted a video of, like, a Chuck Cecil hit, and it wasn't flagged. And it's like, that dude that he hit never played again. You know, these motherfuckers were hitting hard. Very different game. You just couldn't extend. No 43-year-old would be playing right now. Just, it's just not possible.
Right. So Brady does his thing. I'm more concerned, not concerned, but like, that Chiefs team looked flat. And look, there is a caveat. A lot of things going on. They're down two tackles, which is obvious. Look, the Cowboys, being a Cowboys fan, we were down two tackles all goddamn season. So that, yeah, I can relate. But being down their starting tackles really put Mahomes on the run. I mean, like, it was rough.
Yo, the backs out of the backfield, I saw the same thing with Aaron Jones. They didn't want the pass in the flat to come to them. They were, you know, broken spirit, broken spirit, broken spirit. You look down the line, just the ability to get to the quarterback with the front four freed up those linebackers who have crazy speed. Like, Devin White's a flat-out superstar.
Right.
Flat-out. And Levante David did an amazing job on Kelsey all day. Like, I don't even, like, they obviously doubled him up, but he was in on almost, you know, he was there every time.
Kelsey had a few couple big drops. Uncharacteristic drops. I feel like, you know.
Bro, even like.
Oh, my God. And what about the what about the one play? Patrick Mahomes literally sideways, like in the air, with the sidearm release on a rope, hits the man in the face.
Bro,
mask,
it was like a Madden glitch. Like, how is he throwing? It's like he was like backwards and threw the ball behind his head, and it like somehow made it through four defenders and hit his receiver in the face mask. It's like, dude.
And then you see the close up shot on Mahomes. Like, how did you drop that?
I felt his pain. Like, that dude was doing so much. Mahomes got my respect. First of all, he needs surgery on his toe. I don't know if anyone's injured their toe in their life, but as somebody who has, it wasn't even a really bad injury. Bro, you cannot do shit.
Deion Sanders missed like 18 games to a turf toe when he was a Cowboy. You know, so those things, they linger. And just imagine, like, my foot hurts today just from being old. You know what I mean? But like, imagine being down one toe and your big toe nonetheless. And like, there's just no answer for it. And like, again, Mahomes on the run the entire time, just there was no answer. And it's sad because you got a machine-like offense. You know, shout out to Andy Reid, like coaching with a real heavy heart. You know what I mean? Like, there was a lot that worked against the Chiefs in this, but we cannot take it away from a Bucs team that, like, Todd Bowles might have earned himself either to be the heir apparent of you know, their head coach. Why can't I think of his name right now? Arians. And you know, maybe, or maybe he gets another gig.
I would say Leftwich is the heir apparent over, because like that, just Leftwich is the guy I think that would take over that job in Tampa.
Over crazy. You think about that. Byron Leftwich, you know, like, and he's such a, I never looked at Byron Leftwich as like, yes, you quarterback of the Jaguars, you really don't get much respect as a whole, unless your name is, you know, Trevor Lawrence. Right, this
I remember
year, maybe.
Leftwich like getting carried by his teammates in a 2-minute drill at Marshall in college. Byron Leftwich was a gamer. He just didn't have the ability in the NFL, like physically, but that dude was always a hell of a mind and definitely had heart, because I remember like he couldn't walk and he was bringing his team back down the field.
And maybe he was just, you know, he's got that mindset where he's just like, he's smart.
Pretty sure he's
game plan.
Pretty sure he's friends with Tom Brady too, so fuck that guy.
But I'm telling you right now, it was. And oh yeah, shout out to Honey Badger too, who had some words to say on Twitter. You know, it's so weird. Like, first of all, Tom Brady is like the all-American American, but you know that he's like a Phillip Rivers. He's a shit talker on the field. He will talk shit. But you know, like, for Badger to come out and say like, oh well, you know, he said something I can't repeat. Like, shut up,
well,
dude.
I get it, because look, he's getting roasted because he looked bad. Obviously he looked bad. He ran. They had the camera on him running to the locker room at halftime. He was cursing. So like, he was the one that like wore that moment as the bad guy, and he was just kind of saving face a little bit. I personally love the way that dude plays.
Oh yeah,
you know, everyone in the house that I was in, like I was home. My father, like, what is he doing? And it's like, dude, what? He's in a Super Bowl. He's playing with a little chip. He's pissed off. Sore loser. I'm not mad at that at all. You know, like if everybody played with the intensity that he played with last night, I don't think that the outcome would have been the same. I mean, like they might have still won, but it would have been a lot closer. He played with his ass off last night.
Yeah, I mean, it was very surprising the way, you know, of all things, my buddy Greg hits a first scoring touchdown for Gronk, $25 to win like 400. I was like, and not only did he score once, he scores twice. You know,
yeah, it's he should have been the MVP. And just to go back to the Matthews situation, he was also the guy that got called on the pass interference that was really not really pass interference. So he had some layover emotion from two plays earlier. But, yeah.
Yeah. No, listen, I can't knock the hustle. He was one of my – I mean, he still is one of my favorite players on defense. He reminds me of an Ed Reed where just he can really control the field and lay the wood and make a play. And, you know, he is that guy. But it's like, all right, enough with the – you know, well, he said something. Like, yeah, so did Myles Garrett. You know, he said something. Like, stop. Just
all
stop.
Of that doesn't you're matter allowed, now. Football season is over, so we don't really give a fuck what he said or didn't say. Like, Brady's the champion again. That's all that makes, you know.
Right. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like you let the moment get ahead of you and you say stupid shit. And then, of course, since deleting the tweet, but whatever.
Yeah, you hear it is what it is. There's a lot the of emotion. But the voice.
Biggest, yeah, the biggest. What?
You hear the disappointment in my voice every time I have to, like, acknowledge Tom Brady being a seven times Super Bowl.
Hey, I'm
like,
I got a question for you. I mean, this is going to be very unbiased, of course. But do the, I mean, obviously, you can't even say this, the Packers-Bills matchup make a better Super Bowl, but I don't think it does. I mean, Brady is Brady.
Dude, what are you
it's
doing?
So hard.
It does the Packers, like, of course. Yeah, great. I wish it would have made the best Super Bowl ever if the, because the Chiefs played like shit, the Packers would have fucked. That's all I heard from my father. You know, we would have kicked the Chiefs' ass in this game. I was like, we had them. I was like, shut the fuck up, dude. Making me sick. I'm hurt, you know, like, yeah, taking this hard. As a grown man, I shouldn't take it this hard.
Yeah, I know. There's been times when the Cowboys, you know, the drop snap year, I'm sitting there like with Romo, and I was like, when that happened, I was like, man, we would have beat Chicago. We would have went to the Super Bowl. Like, there's times where we think we got a team, and there's times when we don't. But again, for the record, and we'll get into more of this after the break, but Tom Brady wins his seventh Super Bowl. It solidifies that he's definitely the most winningest, if that's a word, player in the NFL history. There's a lot to dissect in the Super Bowl. We're not, you know, pro analysts or whatever, but it was a beatdown, an absolute beatdown. Tampa Bay, both sides of the ball, defensively, offensively, they took care of business with the Kansas City Chiefs. And then, look, I think the Chiefs are going to be back next year. Not back in the Super Bowl necessarily, but at least in the conversation.
Bro,
to run it back.
A crazy stat. Like, if you were born in 2001, you've only seen five quarterbacks in the AFC represent the Super Bowl. So in your entire life. And, like, Mahomes was the last two, so before that it was only four. And, like, the way it's looking, it might be, like, Mahomes for, like, the next four.
Well, yeah, I was thinking that, like, everybody's like, we'll never see this again. And look, I don't think we'll see this again. But if anybody's going to give him a run, Mahomes is only like in his fourth year. You know what I mean? Like,
people were thinking that about the 49er run. Like, you'll never see, you know, how Montana had that run. And then Tom Brady literally doubled him plus one. And Brady made a comment before the game. He's like, I grew up a 49er fan, so I've been a part of, like, winning every single Super Bowl in history. I was like, really?
He's vicariously living the Super Bowls through Joe Montana. I love it. He's a winner. So, look.
Fuck.
The season comes to an end. It's a sad day for football fans. Hopefully the offseason revs up quick. There's going to be some quarterbacks on the move. There's going to be new teams that just come out of the woodwork that succeed and excel expectations next year. We don't know who that's going to be, but I'll tell you right now, the Chiefs and the Bucks will be in the conversation to get back there. If they can lock up everybody, the Bucks got a lot of one-year deals. If they can bring back the role players, like, shout out to playoff Lenny. Leonard Fournette played his ass off, over 130 all-purpose with a touchdown. You know, they have the talent. I don't know what the hell you do with Antonio Brown. If he keeps his head on right in the offseason, he might be back. Mike Evans, Godwin, Gronk, they're all there.
Packers will be in the NFC Championship at least.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be one thing or another, but it's going to be a guy like, you know, Dak Prescott that takes out Tom Brady.
Look, we both threw we had to throw it in there. Like, I said Packers, you said Dak. The question is, Dak will be a Cowboy, right? We'll talk about that another episode. But
well,
yeah.
Hey, listen, according to reports, he will be at least franchise tag, which is, by God, the dumbest thing I can think of. That franchise tag is going to pay him more than $37 million or close to $40 million just for a tag. So we'll see. With that, that we'll digress. But let's take a little break. Let's decompress. Let's reset. And when we get back, we're going to talk about your favorite player in the NFL, Tom Brady, and where he ranks up there with not only football, but the entire sports world. So we'll find out right after this.
With three state-of-the-art facilities located in Woodbridge, Scotch Plains, and Freehold, New Jersey, Health and Fitness Professionals is your one-stop shop to have you maintain a healthy lifestyle and achieve your goals fast and effectively. We now offer services in pain management, physical therapy, chiropractic, and acupuncture in order to design a specific plan for your individual needs. With innovative exercises and state-of-the-art equipment, we will evaluate you on day one and create a unique treatment plan and are committed to making sure you feel your best. We are proud to not only help our patients in our offices, but to also give back to within our communities as well. Come see us today at one of our three convenient locations.
Battle Rattle Woodworks is a veteran-owned and operated small business with Jersey roots. Specializing in charcuterie boards, live edge furniture, and epoxy river tables. Each piece is handcrafted and American made. Each cutting board is a unique, one-of-a-kind piece. Each piece of furniture is completely customizable. Battle Rattle Woodworks prides itself on quality and customer service. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Battle Rattle Woodworks. Custom orders gladly welcome. Please help support your local small veteran-owned business. LVC Transport specializes in roll-off waste removal for small home renovations, house cleanouts, and mid-to-large construction projects. LVC Transport offers homeowners and contractors a variety of dumpster solutions. Tell us about your project or objectives, and we'll help you get it done on time. LVC pride ourselves on safety and reliable service. LVC operates out of Central New Jersey. Call today for a free estimate. We could be reached at 908-705-3006 or online on Instagram at LVC Transport Inc. and on Facebook at LVC Transport. Hours of operation Monday through Saturday, 5 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right. So thank you again. Shout out to our sponsors. And of course, one that's not in there right now is Body Bronze Tanning Salon. Mike DeCrosta, big time sponsor of us. He's definitely a supporter. Talk about a guy who, regardless of the snow yesterday, you know, he's like, we're open. And I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, pasty ass should have went in and got a fucking tan before we start
recording
these ultra high def videos, dude. Not that I could ever go tanning.
We better both get
bro,
into
I actually have a story about Body Bronze Tanning. Like, I went tanning one time in my entire life, and it was because I got a haircut, like, with sunburn. So, like, when I got my fade, I had, like, a pale white strip around my head, and I had to go into Body Bronze, and, like, Mike hooked me up. He was like, bro, put these on. He gave me a little fucking hood. So, like, the only thing that was not covered was my fade. So it was a unique experience. They hook you up over there. They work with you. They got great deals. They make all these free offers every Sunday. There's always something. Like, so go check them out.
How
do you make money?
Spending any money when you go to Mike, seriously, answer the question. How do you make money with all these free giveaways? I have no idea. But go check those guys out. Also, you know, with next week coming up being Valentine's Day, I know everybody's got that special someone out there. Go check out Battle Rattle Woodworks. These guys, you know, this guy is grinding. If you follow him on Instagram, he's basically showing you his progress of making some of these. He made an entire bar yesterday. Like, the guy he's making charcuterie boards, you know what I mean? He's making all this stuff, and it's just like, damn, man.
Yeah,
like,
and stay tuned on the Instagram and Facebook pages, because we're going to share his Etsy account too. So if you guys want to check it out, cool stuff. Definitely. I was looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, it's funny. When we get bigger space, and not to try to rattle off all the libraries in one spot, but I mean, it's there. It makes sense because we're moving into the studios today. I will be contacting Chris Romano, my boy at LVC Transport, if we have to clear out or do any demo or any kind of moving. Because, I mean, look, we're in a small space now. We're going to want a bigger space eventually. you can't ask for anybody else. He'll help you clean out the place. So definitely contact Chris Romano over there. And graciously, just so you know, upcoming events, because this is actually pretty cool. Metuchen is hosting. I know that high school wrestling was kind of on hiatus because of all the corona stuff going on. But I know that Metuchen is hosting a statewide tournament going down next Monday and the following Monday after that. And, of course, Health and Fitness Professionals has helped them throw it all together. So shout out to Sean again for just keep – I mean, this guy, like I said, I've complained to him. I said, dude, do you sleep? Like, because he's got his hand in so much shit, and now I'm involved in it, which is great. You know, it keeps me busy to market all this stuff. So shout out to Dr. Sean Basinger. Go check out Health and Fitness Professional, especially if you're feeling achy and stuff, or you may have damaged your own hand by punching the TV. I've been feeling achy
for like 9 years, dude. So maybe what? I should hit him up. I've been feeling achy for like 9 years. My lower back is barking after that shoveling, bro.
Oh, my God. That and, you know, any Chiefs fans that might have hurt their hand punching a TV, we do have occupational therapy as well. So I digress. We'll get right back into Tom Brady. The conversation is, and the topic is he now, is the debate completely over when it comes to the most successful? Is he the GOAT? Is it over? Like, is that debate done, Chris?
I mean, I'm going to say what everybody says when they're like clinging to like their last bit of hope. I'm hanging on by a thread, and I'm going to be like, well, like Aaron Rodgers is like more talented. And like, I believe that. I firmly really believe that. But really, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, let's be real. The dude's got 5 Super Bowl MVPs. Not, you know, like we're saying these crazy things, and we're talking about the NFL here. I could keep going about crazy numbers, but I don't like to bore you guys with numbers on a podcast. Like, you could look that shit up yourself. Tom Brady just has all the accolades, and we want to talk. Like, Rodgers won his 3rd MVP. Shout out to my boy. Very bittersweet. He looked exactly how he should have looked upon receiving that award the day before the Super Bowl that he just...
Congratulations, you know, he got engaged, too.
Oh, God. And I think his ex-girl introduced them, which is insane, but good for him. Fuck all that. I don't care about that. Yeah, Tom Brady, I guess, bro. Like, I guess he's the GOAT. Like, he's obviously the GOAT in football, but, like, the real question is he better than... Is he, like, the GOAT of everything ever?
Is he the GOAT in professional sports? A lot of people bringing that up on Chop Sports on the thread. A lot of people are denying it. A lot of people are throwing in Jordan's name, Gretzky's name, saying that football is a team sport.
The one knock you have, but it's also the hardest because it's such a team sport. It's the hardest one to win in a dominant fashion the way he has.
Like, he literally makes everybody around him play better. You would have never known who a Julian Edelman is if it wasn't for Tom Brady.
Bro, I hate this. You know what I mean? I hate this conversation, dude, because like, yo, it's like when I look at every single Super Bowl individually and the way he got to them, it's like the Tuck rule. It's like, there's so many things where I could be like, he got lucky. But then when you look at the cumulative effort, it's like, you sound dumb when you keep on saying things like this, like he got lucky. He played in 10.
Fuck. Right. Well, and that's the thing. Like, I had a friend bring it up last night saying that he's a cheater. You know, he cheated to get to it. I said, dude, take away Deflategate, take away Spygate, right? Which are two debatable things. Not even like clear cut, like maybe Spygate because Belichick's a dick. But like, you know, like the Deflategate thing, it might have been debunked. Who knows? He served a suspension. He did what he did. But take away 2 Super Bowls, and my man still has 5 Super Bowls.
If anybody's cheating in like that situation, it was Belichick.
I wouldn't say that's Brady. What I'm saying. And like if I don't like know if rigged, I can link them together.
People are like, the Super Bowl's rigged. Really?
Really, if the Super Bowl was rigged, they would have more popular teams than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl. Thank you very much. As far as
the Patriots, that was the Patriots, bro. They got 2 fan bases in one there. I don't want to fucking hear it.
Oh, my God. First of all, I've never seen something. Like, I know my dad was excited to see Brady win again, but boy, oh, boy, to see Patriots fans like, oh, what a guy. I'm like, I'm going to lose my mind.
I'm going
to
be honest. I can't talk about Tom Brady anymore right now. I'm actually getting nauseous.
One more thing about Tom Brady and the people that are shouting him out as the GOAT. We got Jet fans on Chop Sports coming out saying that Tom Brady is the GOAT. Dude, look.
Me and you ain't the same, bro.
I'm an early Knicks fan in 94, right? When Jordan was just running ranch, like rough shot over the Knicks. Jordan is the GOAT. You're never going to see me say, well, good for him. He won another championship. Exactly.
And that's like old news at this point. Like, this is current. Like, fuck Tom Brady. Jeff fans got to be on the same page with me, man. Like,
we need a bleep. We need a bleep for you.
I have like two reasons. I hate Tom Brady specifically because of the Boston Red Sox. Like, that's the main reason. And then the second reason is like, I got a dog in the fight, or at least I had one with the Rodgers debate. But yeah, we're going to wrap that one up. Tom Brady. All right, GOAT. If you want to fight after your playing career, I'm here anytime, bro. If Tom Brady walked in the room right now, I would fuck him up. That's what I firmly believe that.
Listen, that's not that far-fetched, Gooch, because look, over the weekend we watched Jose Canseco take a dive off a no-namer, so you never know. It could be Gooch versus Brady in 2047 when you guys are both old and gray.
I've had this debate with a lot of people. I firmly believe I'd kick Tom Brady's ass in a fight. A lot of people look me in the face and like, you're nuts. I'm like, bro, I'll punch him right in his mouth.
He will shove that kale so far down.
I would hit him with like a five piece and he'd be like, Gronk ain't going to fucking be there to save you, bro. I ain't fighting Gronk.
Wow. So if anybody has not gotten the concept that Gooch is not a big Tom Brady guy, like, please rewind and listen to it back. But look, the Super Bowl comes and goes. Tom Brady solidifies himself as, if not in the conversation of the greatest of all time in sports history. It might not be duplicated in the NFL, and it might not be duplicated in the world.
You think Tom Brady's a Hall of Famer?
What?
Speaking of the Hall of Fame.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame, I mean, come on. Calvin Johnson, first ballot, I want to throw up. I mean, like, it took Drew Pearson 33 years to get into the Hall of Fame.
I'm not knocking Calvin. Obviously, I don't love Calvin because he's a Detroit Lion, but I got him.
Played for like a day.
Yeah, no, he played 10 years or 9 years or something
eight
like that.
Years, he's, 8 years.
But the problem with it is there's only been two first ballot Hall of Famers at receiver, and now everybody's saying, like, well, that guarantees Julio. If anybody is guaranteed after that, it's Fitz. I don't think it guarantees anything, though, because T.O. wasn't. First ballot,
and it took him literally like writing a letter to the Hall of Fame saying, hey man, get me in.
I have no real issues with the with the way anything went down. I don't think there was any
look, honestly though, you just said it, only two first ballot Hall of Fame wide receivers, and that was Jerry Rice and Randy Moss. Bro,
Calvin doesn't belong in that list.
Calvin does not belong in that conversation.
No,
he's a great receiver. And you know what it is? A lot of these fantasy football players are all like, Calvin's the best. Yeah, okay.
But why? You know what,
won you $700 like, in fantasy.
Here's the thing, and here's the problem. I wouldn't say problem, but the reality of it, right? He's on the list now. You know, like, it's like he doesn't belong on that list. Like, well, clearly the fucking people in the position to decide who belongs on that list said he's on it, which, so it's like, yeah, you could make the argument that he didn't play long enough, but I give him almost, it's a testament to him that, especially with the nature of the sport, that he's like, he walked away, bro. He was done with it. And like, it shows
you.
But in my opinion, it should keep him off the first ballot.
Never participated in a playoff win. He never, he was a part of an 0-16 team. Like, you got, and he's a Hall of Famer.
First ballot. Look, and that's just like,
volumes,
yeah.
Right. First ballot. Like I'm saying, like,
that's got to be like rarefied air. You got to really, really be.
Yeah. I mean, look, the other guys that got in, Charles Woodson, Peyton Manning, we said
shout
it.
Shout out to Woodson. That's my favorite. Shout out Woodson. He's my favorite defensive player of all time. Love that.
Yeah, Deion's mine. So we are in lockstep as far as having like some of the greatest defensive players as guys we looked up to and rooted for. But like, yeah, I mean, I can go on and on about Calvin, but I won't. I won't. We got a lot of things going on today. We have a lot of things coming up in Chop Sports. Again, thank you guys for joining us. In the upcoming weeks, there's going to be a little bit of a shift in how we deliver this podcast because we were able to land some serious, serious guests on a local front. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, we got the safety / corner / linebacker / do-it-all for Rutgers University entering the NFL draft, Brendan White. Like I talked to him. He seems like a really cool guy. We're going to sit down with him. We're going to sit down with Clark Coe. You might not know him. You will get to know him. He is an aspiring NFL athlete, got hurt, played a little semi-pro football, but his bigger message is not only helping the next generation with next-level culture, but he's also helping, along with health and fitness professionals, we're partnering up and we're bringing the NFL to New Jersey to play flag football. So he's a part of that. He's a co-founder of that. And, of course, we got Paz, who is really, really taking on a life of its own. John Paz from Colonia. a wrestler that went, what, 41-0 last year?
Fucking stud.
Unbelievable. And now he's number 12 in the country. So we're talking to his listen, these guys are big time. So we have to go through some hoops to get these guys. So nothing's guaranteed until you hear it. But I'm telling you right now, we got a lot of cool things coming. So we want to thank everybody for supporting. Thank our sponsors for helping us out. Thank DJVW for going halvesies on a new office space, which we're about to go move into right now. And, you know, we'll see you guys next week with a great interview and so much more things to come. The weather's going to get nicer. We're going to go play some golf. We're going to play some dodgeball. We're going to get together as soon as baseball opens up. We're going to have fantasy baseball drafts. We're going to have the worst, the NFL draft. Be sure to look for that link. You know, claim your team. There's plenty of spots available. A lot of cool things coming. So again, on behalf of Sturch, that's Gooch. And of course, we will see you next week.